Books, A Memoir, by Larry McMurtry, narrated by William DeFreeze. Copyright 2008 by Larry McMurtry. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Larry McMurtry and the Wiley Agency, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. I don't remember either of my parents ever reading me a story. Perhaps that's why I've made up so many. They were good parents, but just not story readers. In 1936, when I was born, the Depression sat heavily on all but the most fortunate, a group that didn't include us. My McMurtry grandparents were both still alive, and my mother and father and I lived in their house, which made for frequent difficulties. Sometimes there was a cook and a resident cowboy. Where they bunked, I'm not sure. The 50 yards or so between the house and the barn boiled with poultry. My first enemies were hens, roosters, peacocks, turkeys. We ate lots of the hens, but our consumption of turkeys, peacocks, and roosters was, to my young mind, inexcusably slow. I believe my grandfather, William Jefferson McMurtry, who died when I was 4, did tell me stories, but they were all stories about his adventures as a Texas pioneer, and, so far as I can remember, did not include imaginary beings, such as one might find in Grimm or Anderson. My grandfather told me these stories about himself while sitting on the roof of the storm cellar, a dank cell to which we often repaired at inconvenient times. Both my mother and my grandmother were paranoid about tornadoes. Any dark cloud might send us scuttling downward into a place that, as I discovered...